You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Of course, it's a Monday afternoon on this, what, 20, I don't know. Kurt, you're going to have to help me out with the day. 20 what, 1st, 2nd of April? I don't remember off the top of my head. Usually I have that right there with me.
It's flying by. It's 22nd.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the 22nd. So let's talk about the marketplace, how things open overnight, and what's changed for the day today.
Well, the overnight trade started off kind of a thump type of lower opening and just opened lower and wallered there. Forecasters have got a little warmer trend coming our way here. Once we get past Tuesday's rain event, the models are on a mixed bag. One's staying a little wetter, the other a little drier. But for the most part, with the warmer weather, ideas are evaporation rates could pick up here. And if the rains aren't that heavy, we can make some progress in some areas. The trades, you know, focusing towards this first week of May with the idea that we can maybe see some activity as far as getting some corn in the ground to get the process going. Ideas are, you know, we still have till this 12th, 14th of May, and we start getting to that time window and don't see a good start, and the trade will be a little bit more serious. But the market needed to do what it has been doing. Went down to some support areas and kind of held. The November beans did take out $12, ran the stops, but came back and closed back above $12 on some bear spreading or unwinding of the bull spread there, Todd.
Yeah, are you concerned at this point about what will happen either once the planters start to roll, if that begins to happen next week, or if not, about the time frame or the gap, I suppose, that might be put into place between when old crop would run out and new crop would come in? And they're two different things. One would be much higher, and one of them could offer up a pretty good drop in the marketplace.
Yeah, we feel, as a producer, the risk is to the downside. You go back past history here, it's awful hard to get the trade real bullish on too wet weather at this point in time. And we went through 93. We were well in the growing season, and it took, you know, the levees breaking and, you know, taking out farmsteads along the river that really got the trade excited. As you know, we were point of no return at that point in time. But here, you know, there's still a ray of hope, even though some of these lower low-lying areas will, you know, have quite a challenge to work with and might not be able to get some crop into the ground. But you're correct. The timing of the whole issue is a major thing. Over the last couple of years, we've seen the end user come forward, rob new crop supplies to satisfy old crop demand, and it's going to be kind of important here to get this crop in and have some early maturity to satisfy this demand. But part of the end users, though, are geared up to take some downtime during that time period. I know you need livestock feed. They just don't stop feeding livestock for a day or two. But for the most part, they're gathering coverage and trying to get through that until that new crop comes online. The key is probably, or a key movement will probably be more in the cash side. I think everyone's pretty well in agreement that cash continues to be tight. Basis is going to do its thing to satisfy demand. If you don't have a truck, I'd line up some trucking if you still have some old crop around. I think it's, as we move down the road in through here, the biggest opportunity you have as a producer or grain owner is if you have on-farm storage and have the capability to search out those hot bids, and you might have to truck a while, but I think it'll pay off. And I think that's where most of the action is going to be, is the cash grain guys, what type of quote they put out to satisfy that hot spot demand, Todd.
Now, do you watch that for folks at your brokerage, Sam?
Not a whole lot. We got so many customers, we'd have to watch so many locations.
Right.
But when there is one, we do here, because people are eager or anxious to pass that on. You've got some real good cash grain guys on your programs, right, that can keep most listeners more informed than I can. I'm mainly futures, but we do pass that on when we do hear of it.
Anything for the livestock producer today?
Well, kind of a two-edged sword here. We've seen a futures wise a back off in grain, give you opportunity to get a little coverage on through here. But in the same breath, we've seen the overall price drop too. This afternoon's cold storage report confirms we got ample supplies of meat around in storage. We just need to get the demand, domestic consumption going here. We've had awful bad weather, awful bad events take place here. It's really slowed down the consumption of meat. So hopefully this warmer forecast will hold true, get Mother's Day going, Memorial Day going here, and get some good old-fashioned red meat demand cooking here, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this 22nd day of April, a Monday afternoon. Hey, a couple of things I'd like you to take time right now to do, because you probably have a little time if you're a producer and you're not in the field, but you've been trying to get the planters set, and maybe it's too wet even to continue to do that process, and you're listening to find out what's happening in the grain markets. We try to do that several times a day, and certainly here on the Closing Market Report each and every afternoon from 2:06 to 2:36, or if you happen to listen to us later, we'd like you to give as well. But to pledge your financial support to this radio station, to the programming, like the Closing Market Report, we are public radio, after all. We air on many places, other stations, right here on our own home station, WILL. You can find us on the web, but however you listen to us, about 40% of the budget that goes to produce these kinds of programmings, this program in particular, comes from you. And we sure do depend on you to deliver that, so here's a good way to do it. It's 217-244-9455. It doesn't take much time. Just call in the number right now, and you can pledge your financial support, and you literally can just pledge your financial support if you want. You can pay, too, at the same time, and Discover, American Express, MasterCard, Visa. You can write us a check, but however you do it, it's really important for you to call in right now. And again, the number to call is 217-244-9455.